Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Thank you, Minister. I shall serve you and our beloved country to the best of my ability, Catherine. That's the text message Catherine Zappone sent to Minister Simon Coveney after the fateful cabinet meeting which approved her appointment on July 27th. It's just one of 111 exchanges relating to Catherine Zappone's appointment that were released this afternoon by the Department of Foreign Affairs. And to discuss all of this, we're joined from Leinster House by TDs Neil Richmond of Fine Gael and Matt Carthy of Sinn Féin. And thank you both very much for joining us this evening. Neil, I might start with yourself. We were speaking to Daniel McConnell from The Examiner earlier, and we played a clip to him of Simon Coveney speaking on the News at One, in which Simon Coveney said in relation to this role that his department had developed the role of special envoy. First, it had developed a concept paper around what the role would look like, and it was only after that that they contacted Catherine Zappone to see if she'd be available and interested in the job. But the documents released today suggest Catherine Zappone was very involved personally in discussions defining the whole job spec. She texted Minister Coveney to say that she had a conversation with the top civil servant at the department, Niall Burgess, that they had spoken and they had both agreed that a two-year term would be better than a one-year term. Also, there's documents with senior officials in the Department of Foreign Affairs finalising a brief for exactly what the special envoy should do. And Catherine Zappone, in advance of meeting with the Secretary-General to finalise the appointment, submits her own vision for what the job ought to look like. Is that all appropriate, do you think?
Well, I think if we look at all the documents, Sarah, this is actually quite clear what happened, and it corroborates a lot of what Minister Coveney went through in the committee last week. The idea of this role was come up by officials based on the work that the Biden administration and other UN members were doing, and something that was really important. At no stage was a job offered, or no stage was a job created in this process, but what we have is Department of Foreign Affairs officials creating a role that in due course the minister offered to Catherine Zappone, was a role in an area that the UN is doing a lot of work, and it's something that will be of great assistance to the ongoing work of the Irish mission to the UN in New York.
Yeah, but I suppose the problem is, what's your definition of the idea for creating a role? Because there are some records released today of brief meetings in the department in March about the idea of creating an envoy for LGBTQ issues. But the UN office didn't start pulling together an actual brief for all of this until mid-June, well after Catherine Zappone had been offered the job.
Well, there's further evidence if you look through the documents, Sarah, and indeed Minister Coveney said it at committee last week, and indeed he'll say it again in the morning, of discussions going back before officials. The Secretary-General said to Minister Coveney that he'd go away and talk about this officials. Minister Coveney at that point stayed out of it and allowed it to the process. And again, there was quite clear reference made by a senior department official of this is what the Biden administration is doing. And this is, I'd suggest, Sarah, an evidence of multilateralism at work. How you frame what your key partners are doing to further your agenda while you're on the UN Security Council, and it's something that could have been extremely potentially beneficial to not just the state but the issues at hand.
Okay. There's an interesting text from Catherine Zappone to Minister Coveney from just the week before the July 27th cabinet meeting. And in that message, Catherine Zappone tells Minister Coveney that she's just had a meeting that day with Coveney's own Secretary General, and that that's the Secretary General, is, quote, preparing a short concept note for you. Now, that's July 27th, that a concept note about this job that Catherine Zappone accepted a couple of months previously is being created. We might just take a listen to what Minister Coveney told Brian Dobson on the News at One about the timing of the concept paper.
We initially looked at a role in relation to LGBTQ rights in particular, because that is an area that we're interested in. We decided that we would broaden it out to freedom of opinion and expression, which many other countries have done. And we developed a concept paper around that. Okay. And it was only when we decided we wanted to do it that I contacted Catherine and asked her whether she'd be willing to do this role.
So are there two concept papers, Neil?
I don't believe so. And I think what is quite clear, and you said something then, Sarah, that I must have to take up with. You said the role was accepted previously. I have to repeat, no role was offered previously, but rather what we have here is a concept paper before the nomination was presented to Cabinet in due course.
Hold on a second. When you say there's no role that was offered previously,
on
March 4th, Catherine Zappone texted Simon Coveney and said, "Hi Simon, thank you so much for offering me this incredible opportunity.
And I think if it's really important to go back..."
It will be such a privilege and I will be so proud to serve Ireland again. You're telling me in that text message she's not accepting the offer of a role?
I am, and this is actually a line that's been taken by a number of people since the documents have gone through, but if you actually go through them in detail, and if you look at the testimony that was given to the committee last week, it was quite clear that Simon Coveney never specifically asked for a job and never talks about a job, and none was offered by anyone in this course. What Ms. Sapone said is quite clear as a reaction to, well, maybe this is something we could work on. And in due course, Sarah, and this is really important because the process is really important, Sarah.
Can we go right back, please, to that line? And in a second, actually, we have a lot of these texts and we're just going to have, we voice them up and we'll listen to them in just a second. But just that line. Hi, Simon. Thank you so, so much for offering me this incredible opportunity. It will be such a privilege and I will be so proud to serve Ireland again. March 4th. What is Catherine Sapone referring to, Neil, if she's not referring to an offer of this UN envoy role from Simon Coveney?
Well, he didn't offer a UN envoy role.
So what is she
stage.
Referring to?
I believe, and it's completely consistent with the testimony that was made last week, is Simon Coveney had identified, as he said to others, that there may be a part to play for Catherine Sapone in something wider, but no specific role was involved or created at this stage, and that offer only came later on. And I think it's really important, Sarah, when we're reporting and going into detail, if we look at the testimony last week, if we look at this huge amount of documentation released, and indeed the minister will go before the committee tomorrow morning, if we put it all in context, it makes quite clear the process that went ahead.
All right, stay with this. Speaking of the process and the testimony that's been published today, as I say, we've voiced up a selection of the text from Catherine Sapone to Minister Simon Coveney. People can make up their own minds. Let's take a listen now.
26th February 2021. Thanks for call, Simon. I know well what's going on in women, girls, diversity, gender and LGBTQ issues within UN context. Know the EDs of UNFPA, UN Women and UNICEF well. Anything else you need from me, let me know. Thanks very much, Simon. Thursday, March 4th. Hi, Simon. Thank you so, so much for offering me this incredible opportunity. It will be such a privilege and I will be so proud to serve Ireland again. I think the time is really ripe for change too. Could you let me know time period appointment is for and what are the next steps? As you know, I'm working with UNFPA until mid or end of June. Friday, April 9th. Simon, see you have a lot on your plate, as always. Have heard in the background that the department may be ready to discuss proposals with you for my work. Looking forward to hearing from you, Kay. May 4th. Hi, Simon. Hope all is well. Any news yet? You had mentioned June as a start date. Thanks, Kay. Wednesday, July 21st. Niall B and I had a productive meeting today. He's preparing a short concept note for you. We both agreed that 2 years would be a more realistic time frame to achieve the objectives, with a one-year review report into you on the model. Thanks again for this privilege and opportunity. Catherine.
Neil, are you seriously telling me that all those text messages were not in relation to a specific role that had been offered by Simon Coveney to Catherine Sapone?
Well, if you go to the records and you go back to the specific records in February, and this was again put out in the committee last week by both the Minister and the Secretary General, the Minister makes it quite clear that having had a discussion about something completely unrelated with Catherine Sapone in relation to USAID and Samantha Power, that is she someone that could be of use to the Irish mission in the UN? Bear in mind we have the presidency now as well as membership of the UN Security Council, but no specific role was offered, as the Minister has said. And when you put everything together, it's very easy to isolate and voice up messages there, but I appreciate
Sarah,
when you put it in the context of the testimony yesterday,
it's very close to being beyond belief. It really is. What you're saying is that text message in which Catherine Sapone texts Simon Coveney and explicitly thanks him for offering her an incredible opportunity and asks, as you heard there, let me know what time period the offer is for. You're trying to tell me there was no offer.
And as I said, the documentation today, yesterday and tomorrow will clearly go through the timeline and the process throughout this period. And eventually we did have an offer made and it went to the Cabinet and it's subsequently been turned down by the Cabinet.
So what is Fine Gael's position on when exactly this offer was made, if it wasn't made in March when Catherine Sapone appears to think it was and she accepted it in a text message to Simon Coveney, and there's no records that were released today in which Simon Coveney texted her back and cleared things up and said, sorry, Catherine, you've got the wrong end of the stick here. There is no specific or a tangible offer being made to you. There's no evidence of that in March. But when does Fine Gael say this offer was made if it wasn't made then?
Well, it's not a matter, Sarah, of what Fine Gael says. It's what the documentation says, what the testimony of the Minister and indeed the Secretary-General last week, the committee said, and what I'll say tomorrow, it's quite clear on the timeline that, yes, this area and possibilities were being discussed through that period, and they're very important ones for the Irish aspirations on the UN Security Council, but it came much later, and then, of course, the Cabinet...
If you're saying black is white, which it seems to me a little bit you are right now, black is white, okay, and this was not a real offer in March that Catherine Zappone was accepting. When was the offer actually made, if you're telling me it wasn't made in March?
I don't have the exact documentation in front of me, as you can understand, because there's so much, but I believe it was much later, towards the time of actual appointment or bringing the appointment towards Cabinet.
All right, I want to get on to the issue of lobbying in just a second, but I'll bring Matt Carthy in on that point as to when this was all agreed or not agreed. And I want to go on to Pascal in a second as well, the issue of Pascal Donoghue. But Matt Carthy, your thoughts?
So what happened, and it's quite clear, is that the suspicions of many that this was a political stroke, a made-up job, have been reaffirmed by the documents that we've received today. Now, Neil is right on one thing. There's a lot of paper. There's a lot of documents. But in terms of substantive information, it's quite limited. And what we do have is quite clearly, as you say, on the 4th of March, Catherine Zappone thanking Simon Coveney for what she called an incredible opportunity. The first document we have from the department in respect of this role is a number of weeks later, on the 23rd of March, when one official within the political staff of the department emails a number of colleagues asking, can a meeting be set up this week for a discussion on a possible envoy in the human rights space? No need for them to prepare anything and no documents briefing required. And what it's clear happened after that is that the minister had offered his former cabinet colleague a job. And after that, there was work and quite a bit of work in the department to try and find out what they would call that job and how that job would operate. And it appears the greatest level of effort went into actually determining what this would all mean for Catherine Zappone's pension entitlements as above and beyond everything else. So this, unfortunately, has reinforced what many of us knew and suspected. And unfortunately, what I think we now hear from Neil and from others is that Fine Gael and this government still haven't learned the lesson. They're trying to point at a pile of dung and tell us that it's something else.
Okay, brief response from yourself, Neil, on that, and I want to move on. Brief response?
Well, beyond the colourful language, Sarah, I think it's very important this isn't a political stroke, and the role was created by department officials based on work that was ongoing by other members of the UN, such as the Biden administration, a role that would have been very consistent with what the Department of Foreign Affairs laid out before Ireland took up its role of our key values.
This is the difficulty. No lessons have been learned by government or by Fine Gael. What we know and what we have learned from this documentation is that the three probably most senior Fine Gael members in the country, that's Leo Varadkar, Simon Coveney and Pascal Donoghue, were part of a political
cover-up. Okay, and I want to move on to
that. That's a charged message there, Matt. Now, I think this is something that's been going on.
Gentlemen, if you don't mind, Matt, if you don't mind, Matt, if you don't mind, I want to move on to that in a second, but we want to look at exactly what we know about that. Before we move on to that and who knew what when, Neil, just very briefly, in terms of this offer on the March 4th, that we don't know exactly what the offer was that Catherine Zappone is accepting, given you're saying it's not the actual job. Is there any minutes or notes of the conversation that Simon Coveney had, they weren't published today, that led Catherine Zappone to believe that she had been offered a job?
I don't believe so, but anything can be cleared up by the Minister Committee in the morning.
Okay, so we look forward to that. Now, in terms of what, who knew what and when, we might just remind ourselves exactly what it was that Minister Simon Coveney told Brian Dobson on the News at One. This is in the week the Cabinet signed off on the appointment.
You told the Thornister, but not the head of government. Were any other ministers informed? Was Pascal Donoghue, for example, informed?
Yeah, so before a Cabinet meeting, the Fine Gael ministers would meet, and I told them, as I assumed the Taoiseach would have known as well, what was coming up in relation to the memos that I had, including the Catherine Zappone appointment. So, like, there was no attempt to try to hide anything here.
So just to be clear, just to be clear here, all the Fine Gael ministers around the Cabinet table were fully aware of this, but the Fianna Fáil ministers, including the Taoiseach and the Green ministers, were blindsided.
Yeah, sorry, 20 minutes before the Cabinet met. So, Brian, don't start trying to create a new story here now.
Okay, so 20 minutes before the Cabinet met, don't start trying to create a new story, said the Minister for Foreign Affairs in that interview on the week the Cabinet appointment was made. Now, we know he was wrong about one of those, For sure, Neil. We know that Leo Varadkar knew many minutes, more than 20 minutes before the appointment was made, because we found out from the text messages that were published last week that Leo Varadkar knew 11 days actually before the appointment was made. There is also question marks now from the documents that have been published today as to when exactly Pascal Donoghue was informed. Because again, on March 4th, after thanking Simon Coveney for offering her this incredible appointment, Catherine Sapone mentions, "I spoke with Pascal too yesterday." Now, it's not entirely clear whether or not that conversation included Catherine's appointment today as UN Special Envoy role. I know you're saying that offer wasn't made, but Catherine obviously thought it was. But it seems unlikely that that conversation didn't include a conversation about the UN Special Envoy role. Did Pascal Donoghue know on March 4th?
Well, I refer you, Sarah, to the statement that the Minister Donoghue released about an hour ago, when he went through the detail that, in fact, he'd been talking to Catherine Sapone about Samantha Power, as where this originally discussion began, in terms of Catherine's opponent Simon Coveney talking about an introduction to Samantha Power in relation to her role in USAID. So I believe that is the manner of what was discussed, and that's as per the Minister's statement this evening.
Yeah, that was on the 22nd of February. I think Catherine Sapone said, "I know Pascal has spoken with you about my interest." Mm. This isn't a text to Simon Coveney. She says, "I know Pascal has spoken to you about my interest in getting an introduction to Samantha Power, about the possibility of working with her." And she goes on in that vein. So that's the 22nd of February, but this is March 4th.
Yeah.
And this is on the day that she believes she was offered the appointment, she spoke with Pascal, and she mentions it in the text messages in which she's thanking Simon Coveney for offering her the appointment. You're saying that's nothing to do with the appointment. She spoke to Pascal about something else entirely different on March 4th, the day she was offered the appointment. But that's not what she's referencing. There's no link between the two. That's what you're telling me.
And as I was, I'll get back to the original point when you're talking about appointments and job offers. There was wider general conversations, as the Minister Coveney has documented, about how the Irish mission at the UN could use Catherine Sapone, on foot of a wider discussion about introductions to USAID and Samantha Power, and that extended through 10 days later into March, where it's quite clear, as per the documents that were released this evening and the corroborating statement by Minister Donoghue.
Okay, I don't really know what any of that means. Did Pascal Donoghue know in around March 4th that Catherine Sapone was being offered, as you put it, a wider role?
Well, again, you're making the hypothesis that she was made this offer, which we've already gone over, and I think the documents say that she wasn't. But there was a discussion can I really finish this point, Sarah? How she could be used by the Irish mission to the UN, and I believe it was in that context. But again, as I said,
okay.
Minister Coveney,
so you're saying Pascal Donoghue did know about there was a conversation going on about how Catherine Sapone could be used in the wider context?
No, that's not what I said. What I said, if the original discussion was about Catherine Sapone going to talk about introductions to Samantha Power, that tied into,
yes,
Pascal Donoghue. And of course, you've three ministers who are former colleagues that stay in touch and talk about a wide thing, as indeed the messages show that Catherine Sapone had tried to talk about, or was talking about, all manner of things not related to this, because that's what people do when they stay in touch. And I think if we look at all the documents put together, with the testimony last week, with Minister Donoghue's statement, and with the testimony tomorrow, we actually look through the detail rather than just jumping to conclusions and making assumptions.
I don't think anybody's jumping to conclusions. They're just trying to get to the truth. And this has been going on for weeks, Neil, and the story keeps changing, doesn't it? So I suppose what I'm asking you to tell me today is, given that Pascal has been dragged into this via the Catherine Sapone text messages, because he's mentioned repeatedly in around her discussions with Simon Coveney on this appointment, she's mentioning Pascal Donoghue. I'm asking you to categorically tell me today, did Pascal Donoghue know about the plans for Catherine Sapone in March?
I don't believe so.
You don't believe so, or he didn't?
As per his statement, he didn't. So that's what I'm going forward, and I think that's the important thing to focus on, Sarah.
Okay, and can we take that as read, Neil? Because we were told, as we heard there from Simon Coveney and the News at One, that the Fine Gael ministers found out 20 minutes beforehand, and then we found out actually that wasn't the case with Leo Varadkar. So are we certain that's not the case with Pascal Donoghue?
Well, as I said, the minister will clarify that in the morning, and I believe so, yes.
All right, Matt, your thoughts?
So I think, again, it's just incredulous that even after all this time, and this story has been running now for 6 weeks, and the reason it's been running is because the stories have changed so many times. Unfortunately, Neil's explanations just don't stand up to scrutiny. So as I mentioned, there's the text message that has been referenced on the 4th of March, where Catherine Sapone thanks the minister for this opportunity, as she described it. The 23rd of March, the department set in train a process process, which is essentially trying to come up with a rationale around a special envoy. In other words, trying to find out what particular job they can create that will fulfil the minister's obligation. The first mention that I can find in this documentation to Catherine Sapone actually being offered this post in terms of departmental emails is actually an email on the 6th of June from the Irish ambassador to the United Nations.
I think that's Neil's point, that the offer for the job came much later than March 4th.
Well, why is there no single document before the 6th of June that references the fact that this job is actually created for Catherine Sapone? But the reason that this email is interesting, because this comes from our ambassador to the UN, who mentioned that Catherine Sapone was in touch today, and she said she asked me what had happened to her nomination as LGBTQ envoy. She said there was radio silence from the minister with whom she had been in touch. So clearly two things are happening there that contradict what Neil has just said and what the minister has said on numerous occasions. In other words, Catherine Sapone clearly had an expectation that she'd been offered a gig. But secondly, she is clearly lobbying. Not only is she lobbying government colleagues of Simon Coveney, such as the Taoiseach and such as Pascal Donoghue potentially, but she's also lobbying senior civil servants and senior ambassadors.
And I want to ask
Neil
about that. So just finally then, Neil, in relation to this charge of lobbying, I know Leo Varadkar said last week that Catherine Sapone wasn't lobbying because she was simply asking questions about a potential taxpayer funded job, and that shouldn't be considered as lobbying, he said. Let's just take a look at what we've learned again today. On the 9th of April, Catherine Sapone texted Simon Coveney saying, "Have you heard in the background that the department may be ready to discuss proposals with you for my work? I look forward to hearing from you." There was no response to that text that we can see. On the 28th of April, Simon Coveney had a missed call from Catherine Sapone. We don't know whether that was replied to. On May 4th, she texted him again saying, "Hi Simon, hope all is well with you. Any news yet?" You'd mentioned June as the start time. Also in June, she contacted the UN ambassador, as McCarthy has just said there. And in July, she texted Taoiseach asking if he'd heard anything. Now, that's just what we know about. Do you think that's lobbying? Because lobbying is also, in terms of a definition, it's an attempt to influence or sway somebody such as a public official, or putting pressure on them. Do you think that could be constituted as lobbying?
I don't necessarily do, Sarah.
I
don't think so, Sarah. And I think it's consistent with what the Taoiseach has said about repeated questions being made. And I don't think it actually contradicts anything that that has been put before and put out already. And I think it's quite clear, as you said to Matt, that the role that ended up being offered to Catherine Sapone was quite different to what was talked about and discussed about, because nothing had been offered, because there was a wider body of work going on by the Department of Foreign Affairs to identify what the key pieces of work that could be done. And this is why the idea of the special envoy came about eventually.
All right. It's not lobbying, says Fine Gael. I know, Sinn Féin, McCarthy, I know that you've made the point that you believe it is. It's worth saying we did look for Catherine Sapone for an interview today. We did also ask to speak to Simon Coveney, but he was not available. Thank you both very much for joining us. That's all we have time for on this issue, for the moment at least. That's Neil Richmond of Fine Gael and McCarthy of Sinn Féin.